I receive. Sir, I receive. Tonight I want to deal with, first, you got sound? You good? All right, sir. Tonight I want to deal with memory. Whoa, talk to me. That was the exam?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, we'll get it. That's probably, well, you know, that's why we did the exam, really. I mean, that's why I do it that way. So when I do go over it, you know what I'm talking about. So now this should be easy class for me to teach then. It should be easy. Turn to John, the 14th chapter. Now, your memory based on how you use it. It can be a hindrance or it can be a tool. It can be a liability or it can be an asset based on how you use it. John, the 14th chapter, 26th. And Jesus gives us a key on how our memory can be an asset to us. Here in the 26th verse, but the Comforter, which is who? The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, this is important. Because your memory is going to be an effective tool to your faith if you use it properly. If you were to go back and read in Genesis how every time Abraham had a significant encounter with God, one of the things he would do was build an altar. Now, you have to understand why Abram did that. During Abraham's time, they were nomads. And grazing with all, I mean, he had gobs of animals, agriculture to feed. So they would have to keep moving around to get new pasture. Well, when he had an encounter with God, he would build an altar. Right? So now he moves from there. Goes to another area, but eventually, because of seasons, he's going to what? Come back. And he's going to see that altar. And that altar is supposed to trigger memories. That's why he built altars. That's why you should build altars in your life. See, either you're going to build altars in your life, or Satan is going to build his altars. Let's deal with that. What are Satan's altars? Events that happened in your life that you didn't like. If you allow those altars to be built in your memories, then every time you try to move forward with God, Satan is going to try to bring that altar back up. Bad relationships, bad events that happen in your life, everything, if you allow those to become altars in your life should not be determined off of the evil things that have happened in your life. Your future should not be dictated by that. See, if you let those things become altars in your life, instead of allowing, watch this, allowing the Holy Ghost to bring to your remembrance things that to bring to your remembrance the Word of God and things that were spoken to you by God. Abraham built those altars so that when he kept traveling around finding new pastures, every time he would come to that particular spot, it would remind him of what God has said so that it would give him courage on what he needs to do. Go to Galatians, the sixth chapter. Galatians, the sixth chapter. Verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap. What? If you faint not. That's why you have to take control of your memory. Because if you don't take control of your memory, Satan, who has access to your mind, will try to bring up old events, things out of the past, to give you a reason why your future is not bright. So therefore, it is, and I know you heard this before, but I need to keep reiterating this so we'll understand who we are as Christians. God made us in his image, after his likeness, right? And then verse 26, he gave us dominion, right? Remember I explained to you about why we were made in his image, why he gave us dominion? Because Eden was a training ground, right? Right? And so because Eden was a training ground, that was just an exercise for them to go through to understand their dominion, to understand who they really were. Because God was going to let them go into the outer darkness. There's no reason to be light among light. The purpose of light is to dispel darkness. So if you don't let the Holy Ghost help you with your memory, there are some things in your life that you may not have to face, but then there's some things that you're going to have to face, some darkness. But because you are light, when you face that darkness, darkness has to be dispelled. So you cannot get hung up on what I had to go through. What you should be hanging on to is how he brought me through. Because when you remember what he brought you through, then you know you can face more darkness. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on. See, don't get this fallacy. Everybody trying to see, this is why everybody, people want to sing about going to heaven, but don't nobody want to go. Everyone want to talk about going to heaven, but don't nobody want to go. The reason why, see, watch this. The purpose of you being born again is not to get to heaven. If the purpose of you being born again was to get to heaven, why are you still here? The purpose of you being born again is so that you can, that God can use the talents, the giftings, the grace that is in you to dispel darkness. Didn't God told Abraham, I will bless you and I will bless those that bless you and I will curse those that curse you until all the families of the earth are blessed. So the reason why I am connected, the reason why I'm in the family of God is so that I can shine a light to somebody else who is not in the house of God or not a child of God. See, so watch this. Watch this. Watch how much sense this makes now. Watch how much sense this makes. Watch that now. Watch this. If the purpose of me getting born again was to go to heaven and I get born again, poof, I'm gone. How the next person gone? So that means essentially, theoretically, nobody would ever hear, nobody would ever see light. Because every time light is displayed, it's quickly taken away. So we live in a, so the body of Christ has a fallacy of peaches and cream. I'm not trying to paint a picture of doom and gloom. What I am painting a picture of is you not understanding how powerful you are. Everywhere you show up, light dispels darkness. So now, if that's the case, I can't get weary in my well doing. For in due season, I'll reap if I faint not, if I don't cave in, if I don't lose heart. Are you seeing this? So therefore, I cannot let my memory be a liability. My memory has to be an asset to me. That's why, watch this, that's why forgiveness is so important. That's why forgiveness is so important. Forgiveness is not really for the other person. Forgiveness is for you so that you can move forward with what God has called you to do. See, if you don't forgive, you're giving Satan access to your memories to keep you rehearsing it over and over and over and over and over again. And you're going in circles. You ain't moving forward. Every time God want to use you, yeah, God, I'm going, God, but then Satan brings it up. Remember this. Remember how this person did you. And next thing you know, you're focusing on that. And you can't hear God. Y'all saying this? This is why it's important that the Holy Spirit, go to 1 Corinthians 14. Talking about memory. That's why you have to hide the word of God in your heart. See, when they say hide the word of God in your heart, before you go to 1 Corinthians 14, go to Joshua 1 and 8. Go to Joshua 1 and 8. This is important. This is important. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was praying the other day and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Now, listen to this. This is why the only thing that can separate the mind, your mind from your spirit is the word of God. This is why. Your mind is your spirit's eyes into the natural. That's good. All right. Now watch this. But your spirit is your mind's eye into the supernatural. Are you seeing this? I'm going to say that again. Your mind... Your mind is your spirit's eye into the natural. In other words, without the mind, the spirit has no access to the natural. And your spirit is the mind's eye into the supernatural. Without your spirit, the mind can't go into the supernatural. Without your spirit, your mind can't inherit God's thoughts. So the way you're going to have to take care of your memory is you're going to have to hide the word of God in your heart, your mind and your spirit, so that when Satan shows up to try to build an altar in your memory, you can take the word of God and tear it down. Watch this. Joshua 1 and 8. Watch this. Let me get there. Joshua 1 and 8. And this is important because in this particular training center, we focus on the apostolic, and the purpose of this school is to reestablish the importance of apostolic order. To establish the importance of us trusting each other, trusting the God in each other. Yep. Trusting that God speaks to us in various ways. And sometimes, and in some cases, God speaks more to some than others. Right. I'll give you an example. Moses, and we're going to get to Joshua 1. Moses, we're talking about Moses and Miriam, they got in a little squabble because of who Moses married. And God made a statement that was very powerful that a lot of people skip over. God told Moses, call Miriam Aaron to the tabernacle. Call me into the tabernacle. And the Bible says God met them at the door of the tabernacle. All right. Now, that's significant. The reason why it's significant is because God wasn't supposed to leave the Holy of Holies, which is the inner court. But this was so important to God that God met them at the door of the tabernacle. All right. That means God left the curtain, left behind the curtains. Because you got to go back and study. If you go back and study, you know that the priests had to clean themselves up. They took tied a bell to it, and they would go in. As long as the bell kept ringing, they knew they was giving a good offering. They knew they were making a good sacrifice. When that bell stopped ringing, that priest, something was wrong with the priest. He dropped dead in the presence of God. All right? That was in the Holy of Holies. But here God came out of the Holy of Holies and met them at the door of the tabernacle. And this is what he told them. He told Miriam and Aaron, when I won't talk to y'all, I'm going to send a prophet. I'm going to talk in a vision. He said, but I don't want to talk to Moses. I'm going to talk to Moses mouth to mouth or face to face. So that set a precedent that God was setting apostolic order, that he will talk to sometimes he would talk to others that he won't. You understand what I'm saying? He would talk to somebody that been with him more than somebody who just getting with him. But if I have respect for the one who God is talking to, then when they talk to me, it's just like God talking to me. So that means I ain't got to worry about if I'm missing it or not. I said I had to say this. Talk about your memory. You have to hide the word of God in your heart. Watch this. Not only do you have to hide the word of God in your heart, but you're going to have to hide the word of your leader in your heart. All right, let me prove it. Let me prove it. I can prove it too. I'm going to prove it two ways. Prove it here, and I'm going to prove it real quickly. How y'all know y'all got born? How you know to get born again? How do you know what process to go to get born again? Who told you the process? Who? Wait a minute. A man? You got born again because a man told you how to get born again. So this man must have got instructions from God that he wasn't giving to everybody else. But when he relayed the instructions to us, it was just as if God was talking. Even Jesus didn't tell Nicodemus how to get born again. He left Nicodemus confused. Nicodemus was like, I got to get my mother's womb again. Jesus, what you mean? What you? Jesus said, you must be born again. Jesus really wasn't focused on that. Jesus was trying to focus on the cross. But Paul came by and told all of us are born again. All of us got born again because of Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, which was written by Paul. So you see what I mean by you have to hide the word of God, not only the word of God, but the word of your leader. Got another one for you. Watch this. Joshua 1 and 8. Talking about memory now, because when you get connected to an apostolic house, see, you're going to face darkness. Just get in your mind. You're going to face darkness, period. How I know this? I know this because God didn't stop Adam and Eve from getting out the garden because they got disconnected. Once they disconnected, God still say, hey, you're still going. They just not facing out of darkness unprepared. See, I'm trying to get you past this fallacy. You're trying to get to a utopia, but you are the utopia. The utopia comes with you. You're the light. You are the light. You are the salt. You're the ones that when you show up, things change. Are you saying this? Yes, sir. So you have to, if you don't hide the word of God in your heart and the word of your leader in your heart, Satan's objective is going to try to take the darkness that you're facing and make it an altar. Instead of you taking the victories against the darkness and you making it an altar. Am I making sense? Watch this. Joshua 1, chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. See, we've seen all these. He spoke to Joshua. And what reference did God make to Joshua? He was Moses. Okay, okay. He told him, now mind you, who's talking to Joshua? Right? I want you to see, realize who talking to Joshua right now? The Lord, right? What did he say in verse 2? Now who said that? God, right? Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all the people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, all right? From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. I want you to see something. Joshua is headed toward darkness. He's headed toward an impossible, what looks like to be an impossible accomplishment. So it was, how do we know it looked impossible? Because God, obviously there was some concern there with Joshua. Because if it wasn't, God wouldn't have to tell him, be strong and courageous. He wouldn't have to tell him, as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. So you have to hide the word of God in your heart. If you don't hide the word of God in your heart, Satan's going to come tell you what you cannot do. He's going to remind you of what you cannot do because of past failures that you've allowed him to build altars in your life with. Verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which. Wait a minute. Go back to verse 2. What it said the first line? Who talking? God. So that means God is talking directly to Joshua. That means God is talking direct. He was talking face to face with Moses, but now he's talking face to face. Right? Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant. Wait a minute. Joshua is talking face to face with God. And God is making reference to Moses. Are y'all seeing this? So watch this. Now verse 8 going to take a whole different connotation to you. Verse 7, watch this. I'm going to read this again. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. All right. Verse 8. Not a book. It didn't even say the book. It says this book of the law. What book of the law? So now, if Joshua does not take the time to hide in his heart the words of his leader, he will not be able to be apostolically aligned. Yes, sir. Are you seeing this?
Yes,
see, what happens is we've taken Joshua 1 and 8 and have tried to take all of this.
Yes, sir.
All right, go to Psalms. Go to Psalm. Go to Psalm. Go to Psalm. Go to Psalm. Verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Psalms 1 and 1. Watch this. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. What law is talking about? The same law Moses was talking about. How we know? Because watch, same results. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he what? Day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth. So therefore, David was also meditating the words of Joshua and Moses. That's how he was able to become the leader that he became. Are y'all seeing this? So, if I don't hide the word of God and the word of my leader in my heart, it will be impossible for me to be apostolically aligned. It's going to be impossible. Watch this. So now it gives Satan leeway to come into my memory and begin to set up altars of where I failed. Because watch this, when I don't care what has happened to you in the past, when you hide the word of God in your heart and the word of your leader in your heart, you're now actually taking a sledgehammer and knocking down all of those memories. The only thing gonna be left standing from the memories is the intelligence and the wisdom and experience not to go there again. Is this making sense? So if you do not hide the word of God, this is why you have to take time. Spend time with the word of God. This is why you have to take time. Get the MP3s. Go to the archives. Listen at them over and over and over again. Because why, go back to Joshua. Go back to Joshua. Let me tell you why this is important. Watch this. Joshua, go to the sixth chapter. Go to the sixth chapter. Remember now, Joshua was going to face darkness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Darkness is an impossible situation. He's going to face darkness. Right? God had to reassure him, be strong and only courageous. Pay attention to the law I told Moses. Don't turn from the left or to the right of it. This book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night. Do everything that's in it. Then you're going to make yourself have success. You have good success. And you're going to have prosper. You're going to be able to prosper, right? That's what, right, right? Look at chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. That's the land that God had given them. Right? Tell you something else about memory now. Tell you something about memory. You can allow the Holy Spirit to take a bad memory, watch this, take a bad memory and change it into an effective good memory. Because you can let the Holy Spirit teach you from that situation to become better. How I know that? The reason why Joshua knew this was the land is because he had a good memory. Did he go to this land before? Didn't he go there before? So therefore, he had a good memory of what was there. So when God was telling him in Joshua 1 to be strong and be courageous, don't turn to the left or right. Do what Moses told you to do. Don't turn to the left or turn to the right. In his memory was he had been already. So when God said, I'm going to give you that land for an inheritance that you're going to divide amongst the people that's following you. He had a good memory. So now when he's sitting here looking at Jericho, straightly shut up because of the children of Israel, none went out and none came in, right? Verse 2, and the Lord said unto Joshua, now God is telling Joshua, thank you, Holy Spirit. Now God is telling Joshua instructions of action. Why is God now telling Joshua instructions of action. He's telling them instructions of action because he has hid in his heart what Moses said. So therefore, God said, I can trust you with further instructions because it's not going to be for personal gain. It's going to be for you, for my glory. Is this making sense? Because he, watch this, because he hid the word of Moses in his heart, God said, okay, now you're ready for me to tell you how this is going to happen. Why? Watch this. He's verse 2. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, this is important. You've seen one class on imagination, but I'm going to get into imagination later on a little more. He said, see. All it's saying is, Joshua, use your imagination. How can you use your imagination if your memory is clouded with bad thoughts?
Right. Yes, sir. Good question. Yes, sir.
This is why you have to become a reader. Because reading helps you adjust your memory. You can go somewhere by reading that you've never been physically. The mind is such a wonderful organ that the Lord has given us. You can imagine memories to replace bad memories. This situation might have happened to you. But when you take the word of God, you can take the word of God and create what you want to happen to you. And you focus on it so much that it replaces what has happened to you. That's why God told, I believe it was Jacob, told Jacob to take them reeds and put it in the water. Because he wanted to change the memory of the cows. Of how they see themselves. Of how they see themselves so that they become spotted. So that means that God can take your imagination. I ain't even getting imagination yet. God can use your imagination to help you rearrange memories. Even though you're not disacknowledging or you're not ignoring what has happened to you, but what you're doing is you're not giving it authority to take your life over. You're not giving it authority to take over your future. I'm going to recreate this. All right, watch this. He said, watch this, verse 2, and he said to Joshua, see, I have given into thy hands Jericho. That sounds like past tense to me. I have given into thy hands Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Now pause. I'm getting ahead of myself, but pause because I need you to see this. Because he knew what was on the other side of those walls, God said, I want y'all to have this, right? Just knowing, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Just knowing what you're supposed to have is not good enough. You got to have a plan on how to bring it into manifestation. Guess what you're going to use? I love it. Your imagination, watch this. Joshua, of course, had to sit there and imagine, God, how many ways, God, okay, you could do it this way. Okay, God, there's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong. What happens is, here's where the mind trips us up. The mind trips us up because we begin to think of good ideas and we go and do them and we don't have the wind backing us up. Because it was our idea. Instead of it being what? A God idea. Right? So nothing wrong with your imagination. It's just when you start picking ideas that God hadn't ordained. So you got to stay with God long enough till you realize what direction God wants you to go in. So all God did in the third verse was repeat to what repeat back to Joshua what he imagined. That's all he did. Joshua, he said, see. So that means Joshua had to imagine them having Jericho. Are y'all seeing this? See, remember what I told you. Your spirit are the eyes of your mind into the supernatural. Your mind is the eyes of the spirit into the natural. So that means, watch this. That means that your spirit connected to your mind will give you access to the spirit world. So you have to learn Romans 12. Because they're connected, it's going to be more about recognizing the good and acceptable will of God. It's going to be more about recognizing it. Because without your spirit, your mind can't access the supernatural. So you got to learn, you're going to have to learn how to decipher whether this idea has come from the supernatural or it came from me. This is why Romans 12 and 2 is so important. Be ye not what? Conformed to this world, right? But be ye what? By the what? So what? So you may prove, recognize. It's almost like algebra. We have proofs. Really proofs is so you can recognize. You work out on this side, you work on this side. So I recognize what's going on. So now I see how this is going to work out. You got proofs, right? Geometry is proofs, right? That's right, geometry is proofs. So you're proving something, you're recognizing. I renew my mind with the word of God so I can recognize the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. I renew my mind with the word of God. I renew my mind. Watch this. We're about to go apostolic. I renew my mind with the words of my apostolic leader. Now don't. Didn't I just prove in Joshua 1 that God showed up talking to Joshua face to face and told him, do what Moses said? Right? Didn't I just prove to y'all that every last one of us, every last one of y'all on the internet got born again because of what Paul? So therefore, when you take that word of God through the mouth of your leader and begin to renew your mind with it, then watch this. This is key. You'll be able to recognize the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's the way it's supposed to work, because if I'm connected to an apostolic house, God is not going to give me instructions from somewhere else. He's not going to do it because God is not the author of confusion. Following God is not hard. Seeing what God moving is not hard. Matter of fact, every time, watch this, God said this, Jehoshaphat told him this in 2 Chronicles. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So therefore, watch this, I know I'm in the right place. I may not know what to do, but I know I'm in the right place. Didn't he say, God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you? God, I don't know what to do, but we're focusing on you. I'm in the right place. So if I just stand still in the right place, I'm going to eventually know what to do. See, this problem when we panic because we face darkness, we might not have an answer immediately. Then we start panicking. And we go, maybe you give me a word. Maybe this person give me a word. Well, this church ain't for me. I need to go over here and hear what they're saying. Instead of standing still. See, all this, all this is dealing with your memory, man. When you let, John 14, 20, when you let the Comforter bring to your remembrance. See, every time I face darkness and it looks like what I'm doing ain't working. When it looks like what I'm doing ain't working, so that I won't grow weary and lose heart, I let the Holy Spirit remind me, this is where I have you. I build altars. Remember, watch this. Remember when your son was in the hospital and the doctors were saying they didn't know what they were going to do. And I stepped in and I did something for you on your behalf. Remember that. That's because you was in the right place. Remember when you was going through this situation. That's why I can't understand. For the love of me, I can't understand how God would do so much in your life when you're in the right place. And because something don't go your way, you decide to leave. I don't understand it. There's a God when Jehoshaphat said, stand still and see the salvation. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Stand still and see the salvation, Lord. What he was saying is, we're in the right place. All I got to do is stand still and begin to renew my mind. Hide this word in my heart. I hide this word in my heart, and I'm going to recognize. I'm going to recognize the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Matter of fact, watch this. James would even further say, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And he'll give it to you liberally. And he won't change it. So therefore, you got to be asking in the right place.
Yes, sir.
You can't be asking where you want to ask. Your position and where are you positioned? He said, watch this. Joshua had to be positioned in a certain place. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Other words, Psalms 1, you should be like a tree planted by the river. See, that's why I don't get down with people who tell me my season up. You can't tell me that foolishness. Because you know why you can't tell me that foolishness? Because I've never seen a tree follow a season. I've never seen a tree follow a season, but I've always seen seasons follow a tree. So if I'm planted, I'm in covenant. I'm here. So therefore, seasons come to me. Is this making sense? So I cannot allow Satan to build. See, watch this. What Satan would do, his example of memories, apostolic, his example, what happened. I just witnessed this happen. Something happened in the ministry you don't like. Okay, you go with it. Not that it was wrong, you just didn't like it. That is wrong, you just didn't like it. Now, this sister over here offended you. Couple of months later, this brother over here offended you. Couple of months later, apostle say, stop eating meat. Now all of a sudden, Satan start bringing your memory. Remember that happened to you? Remember this happened to you? Remember that sister got you upset? Remember that brother got you upset? Remember apostle said this? Remember pastor said this? And you ain't like it. Remember, where he get this from? Stop eating meat. The Bible says slay and eat. So now Satan is building altars right in your memory. Yeah. And he's coming for the kill shot. Because yeah. Now you're getting rid of, you coming. Remember now, you're going to face darkness, period. Yes, sir. It's not no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You were designed for that. Light is designed to face darkness. See, you got to get out of this mentality that because I got born again, I ain't going to face no more trouble. No, you got born again so that when you do face trouble, you can change things. Because whether you got born again or not, you're going to face this trouble. Are you seeing it? That's why he told Joshua, be strong and be of good courage, because you're going to face some things that you don't think you can handle. But I want you to be strong. Listen to what Moses told you to do. Don't turn from the left or to the right. Meditate this book day and night. Then you're going to have good success. So here it is, he coming in for the kill shot. Now all of a sudden, here a shift is being made in the apostolic house. And the shift is throwing you for a loop. Are you going to my memory, right? Are you now going to let Satan come back and bring up all the stuff that you disliked, all the altars that he built in your memory? Or are you going to allow the Holy Spirit to come back and bring up all the things? Watch this. I planted you here. Watch this. Remember this victory. Remember pastor spoke in your life and this happened. Remember pastor said this in church. You was able to apply to your life and this changed. Remember, she did this. Remember, pastor spoke this. Yes. Which one are you going to allow to be brought back up? Joshua could have easily allowed the other 10 spies' memories to come up. But he refused to be affected by their memory. Because he himself went over there and saw it for himself. What I'm trying to say is, once you've seen victories in your life for yourself, why are you going to let somebody come around with no victories and tell you what to do? How are you going to let somebody who hadn't faced the darkness you faced and won come and tell you what you should be doing with your life, who you should be following, who you should be connected to? They ain't faced the darkness you faced. They don't have the victories you have. So what authority do they have to come and speak? Are you going to let the Holy Spirit? Are you going to let the Holy Spirit bring up the victories I receive? Are you going to let the Holy Spirit bring up the victories? Or are you going to let Satan bring up what you didn't like? Because listen to me. You are not going to like everything your leader does. If you liked everything your leader does, then you won't need to change. The reason why I'm connected to this apostolic house, because there's some giftings in me that God wants to pull out, but he can't pull them out till I change in some areas. So therefore, he's going to cause the apostolic leader to do some things to cause me to change. But we don't like to change. I'm closing with this. Talking about your memory. I tell myself this. So when I tell myself this, I don't have to be alarmed when somebody else tells me this. I have no ego problem. I have no pride issue. I tell myself, now this is for me in the apostolic house I'm connected to. I tell myself, I will never know as much as Apostle Thompson. I will never know as much. Why I tell myself that? So nobody else can tell me. It's not a shock. Even when Satan come tell me, boy, the Lord been giving you revelation. That's all right. I still don't know what he knows. So I got to stay planted where I am so that I can know what he. So my pride, watch this. I'll never be as anointed as him. People don't want to say that. People don't want to say that. Hold on. People don't want to say that. They don't want to say that, but yet they want the results of the leader. So I remind myself, no matter how much I accomplish or how much revelation God give me, I can never be greater. It's a memory. So when I plant that in my memory, when I put that in my psyche, there's nothing Satan can do to come trip me. There's nothing nobody else can come tell me to trip me. I hope y'all seeing this. So therefore, I don't allow altars to be built in my life that will trip me up in my future. See, when I'm closing here, when Abram built those altars, he knew where they were. So he would travel around and know where to see that altar. He never built an altar that would hinder him from keep moving. He never built an altar that would hinder him from keeping on with God. He'll see that altar, and all it did was remind him, hey, God did this before. God did this for me before. Okay, God, what are we going to do next? God, remember we faced this darkness? God, remember we faced this one? God, I got to know what I'm facing now. What are we going to do about this one? So therefore, I don't get weary in well-doing. For in what? Due season, I what? Reap if I what? Faint not. I'll see y'all next week.